hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers. AM Shortwave.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. Today, joined by Bob Chapman and Robbie Noel out there on the crap tables in Las Vegas. It is Tuesday, the 9th of September, and the year is 08. A day to be reckoned with here in America, the socialization of America. Good afternoon, Mr. Chapman.
Well, good afternoon. Exciting day today.
To say the least. Mr. Noel out there in Las Vegas, how are you, sir?
Getting scalped, but otherwise enjoying things.
Well, today I was just thinking, I was just sitting here and I was looking at report after report I've been reading for the last 3 hours. And the more I'm reading on this, gentlemen, I don't even know where to start with this pile of donkey dung.
After the close on CNBC, they dragged up Alan Greenspan, the knighted one. And evidently they had him on there to calm markets. And as you know, we went up yesterday 290 points, and today we went down 280. And I think they're shivering in their boots. And one of the interesting things here that most people would miss, unless they had a formula like I have, the S&P, now mind you, the Dow was down 280 at 11,231. Using my formula, which I've used for years, the S&P was down the equivalent of 889 points. And the NASDAQ was down the equivalent of 360 points. And yesterday, when the Dow was up 290, NASDAQ was only up 84. So I would think that the market would open up in the morning, unless there was some extraordinary event, down about 300 points.
I am watching this. Robbie, I'm looking at what gold closed down at today, and the manipulators are just, it's off more than 25 bucks down to 776. And Bob, I'll get around to what you said in your international forecaster about that deal. Dow Jones, as you said, Bob, down 280. NASDAQ down almost 60. I'm looking at the United States dollar, still relatively strong, only off 0.7 of a cent. But I noticed something. The dollar went up against every other currency on planet Earth except two countries, China and Japan, and they just happen to be the people that are holding most of the U.S. debt.
Well, John, I got to interject here that there's six currencies in the USDX, which is called the dollar index. And I don't have one of them, which is the Swedish krona. But I got the other five. Now, they're trying to tell us that the index was only off 0.6, but yet the yen was up 80.82, the pound was up 0.70, the euro was up 0.61, the Swiss franc was up 0.58, and the Canadian dollar was off 0.0007, which is virtually unchanged. So that figure that we've been given for the USDX has to be bogus.
We'll be back after this, ladies and gentlemen. Sit down, get comfortable, fasten your safety belt. You might as well get comfortable because you're going to be in for a long ride economically in this country.
It's a fact.
Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
A couple of months ago, Hanky Panky Paulson of the Treasury Secretary already said that he was going to retire in January of 2009. Well, he's been very busy in this month of September, telling people that he has first time in his career, and keep in mind that that includes a 32-year career at Goldman Sachs. He's 62 years old, and for the first time, he had trouble sleeping. But it wasn't because he had to make the difficult decision. It was because he just had no other choice. The privatization, or should I say the government-backed sanctions, and as you said, Robbie, on your program, I think it was yesterday, the socialization. Now, gentlemen, we need to get into this Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac.
Well, Senator Jim Bunning said the same thing this morning on Bloomberg. He said he went to sleep in America on Sunday night and he woke up in France on Monday morning.
You should have said Nazi Germany.
Well, he was being kind, as opposed to Jim Rogers, who said he went even further, saying America is more communist than China.
Well,
that's why business.
Jimmy Rogers doesn't know the difference between communism and fascism. But then he's not a political person, so I can understand that.
Well, and the reason why they're doing this, let's lay out the excuses or the reasoning why they're doing this. Now, Fannie and Freddie, they're belly up. Let's just put it that way. And Paulson's conundrum here was he, well, being the Treasury Secretary, he just had to do something to bring stability to the market, and he wants to stabilize this mortgage market. Now, the best way to do that would be allow housing prices to fall to market clearing level. In other words, let the damn things bottom out without government information, government intervention, I should say, which means, folks, that we're the securitization asset to their falderall. In other words, we're on the hook for it. It's been nationalized. Now, as long as these home prices remain artificially high, which they have been, these risk of mortgage lending will keep credit tight, and the high cost of mortgage payments will keep potential buyers on the sidelines. In other words, don't try to go get a home loan. You won't get it, even if you've got a credit rating that's somewhere near platinum. Now, here's the problem, gentlemen. In order to preserve these current home prices, the government's going to be forced to maintain these lax lending standards that got us into this mess in the first place. Now, since all these losses are going to be now borne by us, the U.S. taxpayers, those lax standards will be much more problematic. And they talk about the moral hazard that existed prior to this bailout has become much more of a hazard. Every mortgage now insured by Fannie and Freddie is the equivalent of a U.S. Treasury bond. Now, I got a question here for you, Bob. Treasuries. Who are they going to sell these treasuries to? Now, we're talking about the government firing up the Fed to inject all this money. They're only talking about $200 billion, which is an absolute joke because there's trillions sitting there in Fannie and Freddie. But they're going to have to try to sell some treasuries around this thing. Who in the heck is going to buy this?
Foreign central banks. And because they've been guaranteed by the U.S. government, they will buy them. And it's because they're all controlled by the Illuminati, and they're all working together on this, the bigger countries particularly. And they're going to continue to maintain this thing, and all they're doing is extending the timeline. In other words, if real estate prices in the coming year, in the former hot 30 hot areas, were going to come down another 20%, maybe they'll only come down 15% or 10%. And all they're doing is extending the timeline. If you noticed in my latest issue of Saturday, I said that it is now my opinion that we are going to have a Fed funds rate cut of a quarter or a half a point before the election for political purposes if nothing else. And that is going to allow the European Central Bank and London and anybody else who chooses to take their rates down as well without injuring their currency. Of course, the dollar is going to turn around and go back down again, perhaps to where it was before, but at least halfway down, because it's up 12% against the euro and up 9% to 10% of most of the other five currencies that make up the USDX. So if you've got lower interest rates, more people are going to qualify, but it's not going to be enough to clear inventory because the people are not great enough in numbers to absorb 11.4% months of inventory sitting out there, whereas normality is 4 to 5%. And so all they're doing is, again, trying to gain time. And the interpretation of Wall Street is that the nationalization of Fannie and Freddie is deflationary. And it's not. It's inflationary because the money or the credit has got to be created, or the treasury bonds have to be printed up and sold to whomever in order to fund this thing. And we're not talking $200 billion here like they're talking about. We're talking over a trillion. We're talking at losses of over $2 trillion, maybe as high as $5 trillion for the U.S. taxpayer. We're also looking at the central banks of other countries probably will start backing off in the purchase of treasury paper. I don't know whether you knew it or not, but of the Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac bonds, which are going to be guaranteed under the nationalization process, There's $1.304 trillion worth of those, or $1.3 trillion. And $800 billion-plus are owned by foreign central banks. And so you can see the bind that they're in, and the only way the financing can continue is through those entities, and sooner or later they're going to have to give up.
Well, and what they're suggesting here is that this is going to, the U.S. has increased its public assets by almost $6 trillion. Now, actually, we're talking about an increase in its public debts and liabilities by another $6 trillion. And if you take their little paltry figure of, paltry, $200 billion against a $6 billion debt, that's a heck of a debt-to-equity ratio. Where is the security in that? And why would the European central banks want to touch this?
Well, because they're part of the same club. And that's where the logic ends, because you have, and you do understand, but others have to understand that we're dealing with people who work together conspiratorially. And it doesn't matter what logic or reasoning is or says. What is important here is how the Illuminati are going to save their skin. And this is what Russia and Georgia and the extension of warfare from Afghanistan into Pakistan. It's perpetual war against terrorism to keep people's eye off the real subject of a collapsing world economy, never mind the U.S. And this is the game, and the war is going to heighten. And it's going to turn into nuclear war. And this is where this is all headed.
Well, then, what does it matter to anybody? And are there vaults with their funny money, Bob? And are they insulated against radiation and nuclear fallout? You know, this is what I have a hard time wrapping my mind around
here. But you get to understand, and you know this, that these people are truly insane. Now, they believe their own BS. They think that they're going to live forever. They get their underground places. But when they leave them eventually, they're going to be, you know, in a contaminated world. They don't get it. It's either power or nothing.
Well, don't they have...
We don't think in those terms.
But don't they have game plan B? Now, could they not take advantage of just all this toxic sludge out there and all these upside down money making mechanizations, and well, just declare that because of a worldwide economy now, because we're in this global exchange kind of a deal, that we're so closely tied and interconnected with economies and banks, and whatever happens here, if somebody burps here, somebody in Europe or someplace else in the globe says excuse me, but could they not draw this system back down, requalify their funds, call it what you will, make $1,010, but don't worry, it's good money. And couldn't they bring the system back up for the same old scam? They don't necessarily have to burn up the printing press here. They could just shut it down, reconfigure the numbers, and fire it back up.
Possible. The only thing is, there's going to be a lot of unhappy people in America, and they're going to be asking, how did this happen and who did it to us? And they know that. And that's why we have the Patriot Act, et cetera. And I think that there's going to be enough people who reject what's going on and what's planned for the future that they're going to have a revolution on their hands. And I think they expect that, incidentally. So they could be fighting a three-front war in Central Europe and in the Middle East, and they could have a revolution in their own country. And there ain't nobody to stop them. There's 450 million weapons in the United States. I mean, what are they going to? How are they going to field 5 or 10 million people to combat that? Impossible.
I want to get into these swaps that are doing around the Fannie and Freddie deal. They're swapping stuff out, securities and treasuries, and I want to get into that if we can, Bob, after the break. Robbie, you still with us?
Yes, and I think we got our internet hooked up.
Okay, great. We'll try to fire it up during the break. We'll be right
back.
All right.
If you're- your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say, go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Freddie and Fanny, let's not forget Sally. I think that was the illegitimate daughter of Freddie and Fanny. But at any rate, that was done away back in 1996. And the idea, folks, and we all talk about Freddie and Fanny, well, the whole idea behind this was to enjoy the American dream. And this was to make housing more affordable to the average Americans. Now, the new goal now is to keep these housing prices high, even though they're starting to drop dramatically in some areas. Even, as you pointed out, Bob, even up in New York. The problem is Americans are in a fix here. Now, the problem is that we're getting stuck with the bills when they default. They're trying to keep this jumbo lie afloat. And they're not going to be able to do this, but I want to get into the issue here of how we're going to swap out these billions of U.S. treasuries for these junk private securities. Bob, how are we going to do this?
They've been doing that to the tune of about $250 billion a month. I think what we have to look at, we go one step further. Once they've raised the initial amounts of money needed, and I think how they'll do that in a guaranteed by the government preferred issue, yielding probably something like 10%, and the issues will probably be 10-year paper. And they'll probably do $100 or $200 billion worth of that, which they will place with foreign central banks as well as American institutions, because it's as good as Treasury paper. That's deceiving, but we'll say it's as good as Treasury paper. And once that's in place, then what they're going to do that they haven't told you about yet is the Lehman Brothers and all these other brokerage houses and investment bankers, they are going to start trading with Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac the toxic garbage that they have, and they're going to move it on to Fannie and Freddie's balance sheet, and then they're going to get paid for it, and which means the creation of more money. And the amount that they receive will vary. It can be anywhere from 10 cents in the dollar to 80 cents. So we'll pick a middle of, say, 35 cents in the dollar. And so they're going to take their 55-60% haircut, but they're going to get it off their balance sheets. This is very important for the financial institutions as well as the Fed, is to remove it from sight. And everything will be dumped in Fannie and Freddie, and the public will get to pay for it all.
That's why every single politician that was lobbied for Fannie and Freddie, and every lobbyist that worked for Fannie and Freddie, should all be imprisoned.
And how about, Robbie, one step further. We have to remember that the Fed was involved in this, and the rating agencies and the mortgage originators and the appraisers and the salespeople and the 85% who lied on their applications. They all have to be incarcerated as well.
This is the biggest fraud of the century, if not the history of the world.
No, in history. There's nothing that compares to it.
But nobody is going to jail. I mean, we...
Nobody.
No.
Well, you know what we should do? We should start a petition to everybody out there. Listen, don't send your checks on April the 16th or 15th. What are they going to do? What's the IRS going to do? Come and round us all up, put us all in the gulag?
No, but they'll selectively pick people like you out who'll shoot back.
It's mind-boggling. I don't know if you know, do you know who Eric Coffin is?
No.
Hard Rock analyst? He was one of the
people. Oh, yes, I know Eric and his brother. They get my publication.
Yeah, he was one of the featured speakers.
C-O-F-F-I-N, Coffin. Eric and his brother, I forget his brother's name.
Yeah, they featured speakers here at the Hard Asset Conference. And there must be 1,000 people at this conference. So I was actually blown away by how many people were there. And he put on a presentation that was quite unbelievable. And he explains that over the past 2.5 weeks, better than 6 hedge funds have liquidated their entire holdings, which comprise primarily of junior miners, major miners, pretty much short dollar, long commodities. And the sell-off that we've seen in the miners and in the metals are all because of these hedge funds that popped up a year or two ago and pretty much have now all liquidated and closed their doors.
Well, how about the 3 banks who have been shorting?
Yeah.
That wouldn't be, one of them wouldn't be Lehman and the other Wachovia, was it?
No, but I'm sure it was J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, the Citigroup.
Which, by the way, they've just been let off the hook in the Enron deal. We'll be right back. Robbie, I want to hear more about that conference when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cardivite.
Well, I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on Cardivite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect, that yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cardivite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, fen, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Bob, in your newsletter, you mentioned the shorts out there. And I wonder how many...
Mentioned what?
You mentioned the shorts, and you should be going long in the supposed commodity market, what we used to call real money. And Robbie, you'd made mention of that Mr. Coffin out there was talking about going long in certain areas. Any clarification there?
Well, he didn't. Well, pretty much no. He didn't. He didn't. He didn't say where to go long per se. He was explaining obviously the sell-off that we've seen. In these hedge funds, and obviously he, and I didn't know this about hedge funds, you've got to give them 90 days notice for liquidation if you want to get your money out. Mm-hmm. And obviously with the unwinding of many financial instruments, this also predicated a lot of these hedge funds to go out of business just because based on obviously the redemptions that had been placed. And one thing of interest, I must say, this morning's they have these panels that they set up, and this morning's panel was Corlin, Dudley Baker, Danielle Park, and John Nadler from Kitco. And John Nadler actually got a respectable round of applause because he has been at the other end of Goldbug's wrath for the past couple of months when gold was trading around 950, talking about gold going down to the 760 area, which I find rather interesting because that's where Luis Yamada, obviously, in her analysis, feels gold will bottom at the 760 area.
The Aiden sisters do as well.
So we got, I was going to heckle him a little bit today because you get the question and answer period. And I was going to ask him, obviously, it's all very fine, the price of gold going down to the 760, but what good does it do if you can't buy any of this stuff?
And who's going to be wanting to sell it at that price? Because if they do have it, they're going to hold on to it until it starts rising.
Sure.
They're looking.
I want to make a comment here. There's no question that Nadler is working in behalf of the gold cartel. Absolutely no question whatsoever. And what he's doing with Kitco remains to be seen. But I think it's been strange that for some years, Kitco very, very often has incorrect quotes, incorrect information on leasing. They've always had this verbal anti-gold streak, so to speak. And so I'm very suspect of anything he says or writes because I think he's coming from the other side.
Well, what do you?
I know Baker. And I know Coral, and they don't know anything about gold markets.
Well, they're more stock guys than anything else, judging by
but they don't know anything about stocks either.
Well,
I know them both personally.
I was looking at the open for gold, and it was a little over 800. I'm looking at Kitco's site right now, and they're saying that it's down to 776 off 2550. Now, gentlemen. Yeah, and I have a tendency to believe you, Bob, that he's working for the gold masters here because at a time when the Fed printing presses are running at full steam, there's no money out there in circulation. Nobody can borrow anything. Nobody can buy anything, even on this faith and credit deal that they've set up for us. And every fiber of my being tells me that in these extremely, and I haven't even got around to WAMU yet, or Lehman Brothers, or any of this stuff that is ready just to blow sky high, it strikes me as rather odd in this world of total insecurity that gold should be closing at 776 on September 9, 2008, in lieu of this tsunami getting ready to crash over all the continents and wipe everything of any value out. It makes no sense to me at all.
Well, and it wouldn't because the market is totally manipulated. And Eric Coffin might say that there has been perhaps forced liquidation of all kinds of assets by hedge funds. Did he give you any proof that he knows, because it's the statistical releases, that certain amounts of gold and silver shares or gold and silver bullion or other commodities have been sold by these funds?
No, he didn't name any specifically, but he said half a dozen in the past 2.5 weeks of shutdown.
Yeah, but what proof did he give that they owned those things? You know, you've got to have more proof than saying, they went under, and they probably owned commodities in gold and silver shares, and that's probably why they went down. That's not good enough. That's not research. That's guessing.
So, well, I mean, how
and,
else can
and,
you...
And Coralyn and the other two, believe me, they don't know anything about gold and silver. I know them both. I mean, Dudley Baker was a criminal investigator for the IRS. Did you know that?
No.
That would make sense to
me. Listen, there is nothing I don't know about what goes on in that world.
Well, hopefully I'm going back to the conference at 4 o'clock, and because he is giving his speech on precious metal warrants.
Dudley, yeah.
Yeah, and he's going to be followed by Dennis Gartman.
who is another gold cartel dilettante.
Yeah, so it should
he's
be a
been
funny...
wrong so often that anybody who takes his publication should commit suicide. He's a real beauty.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, I...
And by the way, tomorrow Bill Murphy and Tim Wood, fellow
well, African. Murphy will have plenty of interesting things to say, but Tim Absolutely. Wood's publication, Resource Investments, is funded by the other side.
You want to see the room clear out and watch Peter Schiff walk into place.
Yeah, he's not on here, unfortunately.
Yeah, I knew he wouldn't be.
What, the Perth Mint guy?
Gentlemen, I mentioned Washington Mutual, Wachovia. We've got some problems here. Lehman Brothers, just last Friday, Lehman was still in trouble, but trading at $16.20 a share. Well, it's trading. I don't even know what the figures are today. Yesterday it was trading at $9.80.
$7.
$7? Okay.
Yeah, and they just did an underwriting at $30.
They did?
And they did another one at $25, institutional.
Well, and
kiss it goodbye, baby.
Yeah,
what's going to happen is they'll break it up in pieces and sell it off. They won't go bankrupt.
Well, this is going to make Bear Stearns look like a startup match, you know, the warm-up act. Now, in the last...
we're going to get to pay for it. Don't be unhappy.
Jeez, what's my shares worth?
Well, I don't know. We didn't short that one, but we shorted Fannie Mae at 68. And tomorrow, in the issue, I'm telling everybody to cover it $1. And it's hundreds of thousands of shares short by our subscribers. And they've made one heck of a lot of money, let me tell you.
I think you're right about Lehman here, because they went after the Korea Development Bank, and they were trying to get them to pump some money into this thing, and that thing blew up. So I think you're right, Bob. They're going to blow the thing out.
But they will keep Lehman alive because they own part of the Fed. You know, this thing, you've got to not only follow the money, you've got to follow the historical tracks. You know, Jacob Schiff and the whole works all the way back to the Rothschilds. This is how this works. They're not going to be out of power. They're just going to take some losses.
Meanwhile, Wachovia, here's another little bomb ticking, and I think I hear the detonator going off now. It's got $122 billion of options, these adjustable rate mortgages in its portfolio, and it's just been discovered recently, gentlemen, that Wachovia announced that 23,600 of its loans are going bad. Now, Bob, in your newsletter, you put in your newsletter that these adjustable rate mortgages are going to be resetting until next June at least.
Almost. Well, that's just the subprimes. The Altas will be setting for about 6 months to a year later than that, and then they'll terminate on resets. But during that period of time, and extending out for another 4 years, we have option arms pick and pay loans, which are real biggies. Now, these are the $1.5 and $1 million loans that these Jamokes were paying a grand or two a month on when they should have been paying $10,000 or $15,000 a month, and they're coming up for resets. They're all going down the tubes. And these people had good credit. They just wanted to play the market. And they're all going to get wiped out.
And in the meantime...
We got 5 years left, and it's going to be extended a little. And then we're going to go on the bottom for anywhere between 5 and 20 years. There will be no recovering in housing for years.
Is it going to take it that long to reach fair market value? In other words, drop to where people can look at something and say, hey, you know, I can buy that at a reasonable rate.
It's the opposite of that, John. It's how many people are going to have a job and will that $780,000 home that's for sale at that time for $97,000. Does somebody have enough money to put a 20% down on it? Because They've cut pensions and Social Security by 75%. So instead of getting $1,200 a month from Social Security, people are getting $300 or $400 a month. But the price of bread that went from $2.50 a loaf to $10 a loaf is now back down to 35 cents a loaf.
By the way,
this is where this is going.
By the way, the Chancellor of Britain, I wanted to mention this before I forgot it, Mr. Darling, what a name, he was actually up front, but he had some good news for the people in jolly old England. He said something to the effect that, inflation that's been running at 12.5% is now down to about 12.3 or 12.4.
Oh, that's just so exciting. His friends call him Sweetie.
Sweetie? Darling? I almost made an off-color remark here, but what do these guys do? Do they all get in a room and make love to each other or what?
Because, well, that's not far from the truth. And that was the Bloomsbury group and our dear friend Mr. Keynes, and they got that ball rolling, and actually it started with the Judge Bernard Shaw and the Fabian Socialist Society, which put that kind of behavior into what the Brits felt was normality. And the Webbs and that whole group of the Fabian socialist movement, that's where this all came from.
Let me get this Washington Mutual thing out of the way. By the way, gentlemen, we used to do and run our business through WAMU, but for our gold customers, but that's been changed. I'm not sitting around waiting to talk to some FDIC guy, that's for sure. We're ahead of this game here. Washington Mutual, Kerry Killinger, what a name, Killinger. He was the CEO responsible for nearly bankrupting the bank. He was canned yesterday. At almost the very same time, WAMU took the first step towards failure, filing a memorandum of understanding with the U.S. Office of Thrift Supervision. Now, not surprisingly, Washington Mutual stock plunged, bringing its total losses for the year to 70% of its market value. Now, Bob, I want to make a clarification here. The banks are loaning money at what, 2% right now, and you're saying that they're going to lower that rate? Did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, 1.5% or 1.75%, and that's from the Fed. That's if you borrow money from the Fed. 30-day money right now.
Not you and I.
No.
Yes.
No. The 30-day money to the banks right now is ranging from 2.125% to 2.25%. The 90-day, 60 and 90-day money is running from 260 to 275. Now, there's a number of things they're trying to accomplish here. And number one is make more people qualify for loans. Allow the banks to loosen up because they can get more money, either through the discount window or through the auction process, and thereby bring some relief to the 11.4 months of inventory. And maybe the house prices in the coming year won't drop 20%. They'll only drop 10 to 15, but drop more later. I've been writing about this, and this is what they're up to here, buying time. And as I said earlier, they're going to take all that toxic garbage. These are bonds. Within those bonds are mortgages or pieces of mortgages. And they're going to transfer them over to Fannie and Freddie at some rate. And the real garbage will go for 10 or 20 cents on the dollar. And the better stuff will go 60 to 80. And so you take 35% payback.
Now, can you see?
But they're going to get it off the books, and this is what they're up to, and we have to pay for it.
Okay, but at some point, are they going to revalue that, give it a new dollar value, and then stick us with the payment?
They already have in the acceptance within the nationalized Fannie and Freddie. It's ipso facto.
Why am I feeling totally raped here today?
Well, that's because you've been hanging around with Mr. Darling.
We're coming up here in a break in a couple minutes. Let me get this out of here. Now, Bob, to survive all of this, now, there is no...
No matter what gold and silver does, there's no place else to go.
That's it. And
I mean, you know, somebody got to tell me something that I don't know. And, you know, if it sounds like a great idea, well, I'll consider it. But, I mean, there are people out there who don't want all their money in there. And the only thing I can think of, if they have to be in liquid cash, is to be in Swiss francs, which would be Swiss franc government bonds. Other than that, and that's only a small portion. And it depends upon the age and everything else of people. I talk to every one of these people.
Gentlemen, we shall take a break. Did you notice something, guys? By the way, I wanted to mention this. There are absolutely no callers. When I, at the outset of this program, I said, I've been reading here for 3 hours, and I am just absolutely stupefied. That tells me where our listeners are at as well.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Pain. It's a warning signal to the body, the same as that warning buzzer is to your car. They both are signals that you have trouble that needs attention. Cutting the wire to the warning sound sure doesn't fix the problem of the car, and taking a pill to numb the brain to kill the pain sure doesn't fix the problem of the body either. If you're sick and tired of being sick and tired all the time, try Lee's Fountain of Youth. Be clean, healthy, happy, and young. Call 740-783-0021 today. The Lord didn't make the body to have pain. That is just a warning signal to get your attention that the body has a problem and you need to fix it, not take a pill to numb the brain. Lee's Fountain of Youth works with Mother Nature to clean the body and jumpstart your circulation to heal your cells. The Fountain of Youth is the only thing in the world with the same universal electrical energy as the body, and just 2 hours in the fountain will pull the heavy metal toxins out. Visit Lee'sFountainOfYouth.com or call to ask about your free visit to Lee's Fountain of Youth, 740-783-0021. That's 740-783-0021.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the New World Order.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Break. During the break, a caller called in and said, we're not calling because we've all committed suicide. Okay, here's...
You mean the government-assisted suicide?
Yeah, there you go. To survive, lenders are rejecting loan applications like there's no tomorrow and killing sales, thousands of companies nationwide. Now, here's...
John, I gotta interrupt you here.
Yeah.
What most of you don't know, that secretly, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which had been calling loans in default 90 days past due, they changed it to 2 years. Now, I can understand 120 days, but 2 years? This is keeping millions of people from losing their homes by not rewriting them, resetting them at a higher rate. And most people don't know this. Unless you do the kind of research that we do, you can't come up with that kind of stuff. And that's why I fault people who say, well, hedge funds did it, and they did this and that, and they probably did this. I want to see the facts. You got to do your research.
Well, Bob, let me ask you this. I mean, I'm looking right now at the volume of some of the miners. Goldcorp today, 20 million shares. Yamana, 30 million shares. I've never seen this kind of volume. This volume...
No. And we had almost 6 million at Agnico Eagle. Silver Standard, 2.8 million, and normally they'll run, you know, 400,000 or 500,000 a day or something. And you're right, this big volume. But big volume usually occurs in a blow-off situation when everybody who's been in these stocks long says, oh, my God, the end of the world is here, and they all throw their stocks in at the same time, which signifies a bottom, no matter who's selling.
The tag on your show today, gentlemen, I'm going to place it at cannibal capitalism buys its way into socialism. By the way, callers are now waking from the dead. We'll get to your calls. We'll run them in successive order on the other side of the top of the hour break here. Guys, let me squeeze this in here, and then we'll move on to other subjects. Lenders are rejecting loan applications, and they're killing the sales of thousands of companies nationwide. As a result, borrowing by U.S. consumers is falling off the cliff. Remember, over 70% of that was the GDP, you people out there with your credit cards. Now, the rate of credit growth in America just cratered 92%. Now, I'm going to say that again so you understand what I just said. The growth, the credit growth in America, which is part of that GDP, which they so proudly announced that, well, here's our gross domestic product, borrowing, it just cratered 92% in a single month from 6.1% in June to a mere 0.5% in July. And we'll preface the next hour by telling you here that the major problem areas, man, just about everything, auto loans, number of new auto loans guaranteed to consumers cratered 17% in the second quarter. Capital One lost $150 million on auto loan defaults in the last quarter alone. Sovereign Bank Corp and HSBC have closed their auto lending operations altogether. Now, GM, Ford, and Chrysler have gone to Congress, lowest levels of car sales since 92, 16 long years. They're going to Congress, which has opened the spigot with hat in hand, begging for a mere $50 billion to survive this crisis.
That'll last them about 3 weeks.
Yeah, I was going to say about 3.5. Now, there's more than 33 times the $1.5 billion Washington spent to bail out Chrysler in the 1970s. The difference is, I don't think they'll be able to pay it back. Second hour coming up.
Men, are you...